This is called the RIVO keyboard, and it, RIVO stands for Remote Interface for VoiceOver. No, they also exist for Android. This is RIVO. It's made by a company called Mobiance. M-O-B-I-A-N-C-E, I believe, or E-N-C-E, I'm not quite sure. You know, I was kind of interested in this because I sometimes get people who have an awful time handling the iPhone or any iDevices or, you know, maybe Android. And the problem is sometimes flicking, like flicking left, right, versus flicking up and down. Some people kind of go diagonally and you never know what it is really. And also sometimes, you know, you're at a certain point and you're supposed to double tap, and then somebody touches the phone. You know, one of my students may touch the phone and, oh no, there, it says something different, and then they double tap and open something by accident and they get all nervous and don't know what to do. So, but I have used this with somebody who had just exactly these problems that I was explaining, and she was doing much better with the RIVO because she didn't have to search things. For instance, if you have to search for the back button or something like that. I'm just doing the basic things because you would, I guess you would all be bored if I went through the whole thing. Since I don't use it, I couldn't actually do that very well. If you are interested in learning more about it, you can go to AppleVis. There's a podcast by David Woodbridge from Vision Australia, and he goes basically through it and does all the gestures that you have to do. So this morning somebody was asking me, yeah, how about typing? And I would not recommend this for typing. You can type on it, but you would have to use the, you know, the old double two would be B, one, you know, A, B, C, that method. And then they have another method that you can also use, but I'm not really familiar with this. David Woodbridge, on the other hand, he demonstrates at least one of them.
He demonstrates the text method,
yeah.
I think. He's not crazy about the other method, which is
right.
More complicated.
That is the default. The other method is the default. I just want to explain, you have to hold it in a landscape way so that the USB port is on the bottom. When you hold it that way, you have basically 20 keys in front of you. There are 5 columns and 4 rows, and that's 20 keys. The middle columns, 2, 3, and 4, are your basic numeric keyboard. And left and right are columns with 4 keys each, and we call them, on the left side, we call them L1, L2, L3, L4. So L4 is on the bottom left, and L1 is on the top left. And then on the right side, we have the same thing, R1, R2, R3, R4. Then there is on the left side, top left, on the side, is the on and off button, basically. And in the back is a little button that's called the pairing button. And you only have to use that once. Then you have to type in a number, like with other keyboards, and press return. So, let's see if this is on.
Screen lock. Camera.
So it just opened and I unlocked it. To unlock it, I have to press kind of a diagonally. So it's R1 and L4. So what I did now was just press the key 6. Six is basically equivalent with the flicking to the right.
Podcasts, YouTube, Skype, page 1 of doc, messages, mail, Safari, music, 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 music.
And that's the end of it, okay? So I can also go backwards, of
Safari,
course, with the 4.
Mail, messages, page 1, YouTube, clock, calendar, Saturday,
okay.
May 14th.
And then
clock, 2:14 p.m.
I can open something with the 5. So the clock is now open.
Alarm. Add. 6:30 a.m. 6:45 a.m. Alarm. Switch
and
button.
So on.
Off.
And
actions available.
If I want to get out of this, I press the home button, which is the 8.
Home.
And now I'm home and back on my home screen. I mean, the 8 works basically the same way as the home button, so you can do all kinds of things with it. So you can turn
voiceover off.
Voiceover off by clicking 3 times.
Voiceover on.
So I did.
Camera.
So I turned voiceover back on.
And now, Marie, is there a back button? How would you?
There is a back button, which is the L1.
Ah, okay.
So the L1 is the back button. That's also, I think that's a nice thing for people who are, you know, having trouble finding that.
Like, say, an older person who just couldn't do the gestures.
Yes.
Because of motor issues.
Exactly. Not necessarily motor issues, but I have had people who just didn't understand the spatial issues, like move, you know, vertically or left to right, and they would move diagonally, or they just couldn't. We went to the voiceover practice where you can practice all your gestures, and they just couldn't get it straight somehow.
Maria, do you find that people have more problems with the orientation on the bigger devices like the iPads, and this is more beneficial for that, or on smaller devices?
I usually work with iPhone users.
Mm, okay.
And people who use the iPad often have vision and they don't do the flicking so much. This is an iPod Touch that I have here, an iPod Touch 5, but I think it pretty much works with all the iDevices. I think it's also for people who sometimes want to have a keyboard in their pocket, for instance. There's a demonstration with Blind Square that you can actually, you know, do all these things with the keyboard or with your headphones or, you know, those kinds of things. Or basically for people who just don't like gestures.
Can you access the rotor with this?
Yes. One more thing about being on the home screen or being somewhere, since you do not use Explore by Touch, or I mean, you can of course use this in combination with the phone, but let's say you don't want to use the phone at all, there is a way to go to the first item and to the last item. So to go to the first item, I can press
camera
1. The 1 goes, takes me to the first item, and the 7
dot music
goes to the last item. Let's say if I want to find notes, I know that notes is kind of on the beginning, so I press 1,
camera,
and then 6,
math, notes,
and there we go, there it is. So that's a little trick that you can do, the 1 and the 7, and you can all do that, of course, in other contexts, like when you're in settings, for instance, you can go to the bottom of something or the top of something.
Is there a way to get to be able to read, say, your battery status?
Yes.
Okay.
So if I want to go to my status bar, I press 2.
iPod. Status bar item, 218, orient, 80% battery power.
Wow.
So there we go. To get out of the status bar,
camera,
you can hit the escape button. So the escape button is L1. No, first of all, let's do scrolling.
Page 2 of 3.
To scroll to the next page is R2.
Page 3 of 3.
To scroll back,
page 2 of 3, page 1 of 3.
And this is left, so it's L2. So L2 and R2 would do that, would do the scrolling for you. Let's say we go to settings.
Maps, notes, reminder, app store, settings.
So here's settings. I'm going into settings with 5. And so here I want to scroll, I think I have to press 9, 3 and 9.
Notifications. Button, rows 8 to 19 of 48.
Yes, it is.
Rows 18 to 29 of 48. Rows 28 to 39 of 48. Rows 18 to 29 of 48.
So this is the scrolling, top-down scrolling, and the other one is the left-right scrolling. All right, so this is in my settings, and again, I can press the 7 here.
YouTube button.
YouTube is my last thing here in the settings, and go to the press the 1.
Settings. Heading.
And that's the settings, the headings there, and now.
Settings. Airplane. Wi-Fi.
See?
Not connected.
So
button.
Those are the scrolling, so the 3-9 and the L2 and R2. Yeah, you may think that this is very complicated and, you know, with the keys and everything, but I have to say, I didn't learn the gestures on one day either. You know, it took me a while. For a while, when I got the iPhone, for a while, I didn't know that there was such a thing as the rotor, for instance. So they kind of came not all at the same time. This is Bluetooth.
If you're teaching this to a person who doesn't know gestures, how would you set it up so that they could easily pair this and unpair this?
Well, I guess I would have to do that for them. Unless you want to pair it to different devices, I don't think you have to unpair and pair a lot of times.
Right.
It just stays paired, and then everything else you can pretty much do.
Because you could turn on Bluetooth with just with Siri.
Yeah, and of course you can use Siri. You can get into Siri the same way with the home button. Or
General, one update available.
With button. The 8. So I'm trying to do everything on the device. Of course, you can use the phone at the same time. And maybe there are certain things that people can do with the phone or want to do with the phone. And there are only certain things where they need this keyboard.
If I were to use it that thing, so do I need to be turning on the phone with the phone and then like holding them next to one another? Or can my phone be like, you know, if you're on the train, phone be like in your bag and you've got headphones.
Yeah, you could. It said Bluetooth. I'm turning the keyboard off, which is the little switch on the right, on the left side. So it's now off and I'm pressing 6. Nothing happens.
That's
4.
What I was, yeah,
okay.
That's what I always get at is because I know I have a Victor reader and my biggest complaint is I'm always pressing buttons when I'm like got it in my, you know what I mean? Like, and
right.
It's always jumping around on me.
Is there a lock function for that device?
Yeah,
or
there is.
Yeah.
What was it that you're saying with the Victor Vita, you accidentally pressing buttons? Is
yeah,
that
yeah.
There's a key paired lock function.
Yeah.
If you hold, I think it's a star key for like 3 seconds, it'll say key paired locked.
Like I was wondering with this thing, is it similar? Because I even with the
yeah,
Victor
if it's turned on and connected, it would be dissimilar. But
okay.
If you turn it off, then it's
but
not.
Like if I if I'm not using it, I can turn
flip
it off.
It off, yeah.
Stick it in the pocket, and it'll be okay.
Yep. So I've turned it back on.
Wallpaper, sounds, button.
And now I'm going to show you the app switcher.
Home.
So I'm on my home screen again. And the app switcher would, of course, be 8.8.
App switcher. Settings. Active.
Then I can, you know, go with 4 and 6 again here.
Home. Settings. Active.
So, and the
Actions
9
available.
Will actually close this.
Closing settings. Clock. Active.
Clock. Again, the 9.
Closing clock. Mail. Active. Closing mail. Home.
By the way, the 5 is an indented key, so you can easily find it. It's right in the middle, and it has this indentation. This is called the Rivo, just a Rivo. This is a Rivo keyboard. The rotor, first of all, right? So you wanted to know
yeah.
that also. So that's the star.
Speech rate, volume, headings.
All right.
Characters.
So here's characters. So with characters, now for going up and down, I press the 0 and the star.
Capsy.
To go up would be the 0, and to go left would be the 0, to go right would be the
Echo.
Pound. Okay, so I have the star, 0, and pound. And if I go into email, let's go to the 7.
Dot. Music.
And then back.
Safari. Mail. 8 unread emails.
So there it is. These are not my emails, they're just, I can delete them.
Mail, 7,
okay,
0,
so,
1, 6,
but now,
8, Maria Reuters, just a task, Thursday.
So this one, I can certainly delete. And to delete, I press the
delete
0, and then the 5. And it's deleted, right?
Unread, Maria Reuters, just a task, 4/21/16.
And then, so,
delete,
and if I keep going.
More, flag, mark read, archive, activate item, delete.
Delete, and then the 5, which is the activate button.
Maria Reuters, hi Brian, 4/8/16, reply.
I think this costs about $120, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's about $120, and I got it from Perkins Solutions, and I got it cheaper there somehow, like 20% less. I don't know if they still have that. There is a version for the Android. I haven't really tried that. Well, this one works with iDevices, with iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch. No.
So, Maria, have you started using this with any Trial Center clients?
Yeah, and I had particularly one client who had difficulty with, you know, mostly directions, and she was doing much, much better. But again, as with gestures, you can't do this all at once, so you just have to learn this. So, music, the 2-finger double tap. All right, so... The double tap to turn on and off music is L1 and 1. So L1 and 1, and I can also, for some reason, use L1 and R1. I don't know why or what the difference is, but these both work. So L1 and R1, and then L1 and 2 would go to the previous track, L1 and 3 would go to the next track. So let's... See, now I can go to the previous track. Here's the music again. If I want to raise or lower the volume, I have to hold the L1. So. So, holding down the L1 and then pressing 5 to go up, 6 to go up, and 5 to go down. The volume, okay? What I can't show you is the typing because I haven't really done that. But again, the Woodbridge podcast has that too.
There's the one we have to learn the whole new series, and then there's the one that's just like typing on an old cell phone where like 2 is ABC, 3 is DEF. Yes. Yeah.
I can also, with L1 and L2.
Screen curtain on. Screen curtain off. Speech off. Speech on.
Speech off, speech on is L1 and R2. Blind Square has a demonstration somewhere how they use this when they're walking. But I haven't used it.
Well, have you tried to use this in an app like Bard?
I think we have Bard on here.
Bard Mobile. Navigation. Bard, chapter 9. Current time, current position 70%.
Oh, yeah.
Bookmark. Bard, previous. Jump by chapter. Next. Bard, rewind. Play. Button.
So play, and I press the 5.
Stop.
She took apples for old Beth.
Wait.
Said Caleb, running along behind her like one of Sarah's chickens. Mm-hmm. This woman does.
And of course here I can use the L1 and 1. Or L1 and R1.
I want to learn how to ride a...
Stop.
To start and stop.
And then I want to learn how to...
Yep.
All right.
This is a two-handed keyboard, right? You're not doing all this in one hand.
I'm doing it with two hands, but you can do a lot of these things with... I mean, if I had to, I could probably do a lot of things.
All right,
with
so what holds the keyboard down? Is it no Velcro on the back of it? Doesn't it just kind of walk away from you?
No, I'm just holding it in my hand.
You have to hold the keyboard and punch it at the same time. It's not like a big keyboard that sits there on its own.
Well, I can set it on the table. I mean, if I wanted to, I guess I could Velcro it to my iPhone or something.
It's like a 6-inch by 6-inch square approximately.
See, but here, I'm holding it in my hand, and I'm trying to do...
The drive the wagon.
Okay, so everything that we're hearing is coming out of your phone.
Yes,
absolutely,
right.
Yeah.
So the question is, would you also have a headset that you're wearing if you're walking along the street and punching the keyboard, listening to something? Can you use the keyboard and the headset all at the same time?
Yeah, you can use other Bluetooth devices. So for instance, if I were using it, I would not want to do the typing on this. I would also hook up my regular Apple keyboard and type on that. Or I would use dictation.
Devices?
As far as I know, yes. This is just not the newest iPod Touch. You know, I don't know what the earliest are, like if you still have a 4 or something like that. I don't know about that. You can probably look that up in the user guide, which is at mobians.com.
They just have two guides. There's guide for iOS and guide for Android. So presumably the one for iOS should work for any reasonable iOS device.
What I'm wondering about with the iDevices is I have the Apple Watch. I'm wondering if it connects to your watch and can you connect it to two things?
It wouldn't connect to your watch, but it would connect to your phone. And you'd share your Bluetooth wireless with multiple devices.
Right at the beginning, the spelling is an ENCE.
Oh, ENCE, Mobian.
Sort of like
Mobians, right? Mobians with
a
B.
Sort of like ambiance, except the beginning part.
Thank you very much,
Blue. Yeah,